Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Mulk. Now, there are primarily two narratives which are generally mentioned in this regard. One of them is in Al Wasit, which is Wahidi's Tafsir, and the other one is in Salabi's Tafsir. I'll first read out Al Wasit's narrative to you. It is reported by Ubay ibn Ka'b, رضي الله عنه, from the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the words are, Man qara Surat al Mulk faka'annama ahya laylat al Qadr. Which means that a person who reads Surah Mulk, it is as if he was present in the Laylatul Qadr. He was a witness to Laylatul Qadr. Now, Hafiz ibn Hajar has regarded this narrative to be concocted, and he says that it is totally fabricated. And perhaps the reason for this is that there are two very, very weak narrators found in the chain of narration of this narrative. One of them is Harun ibn Kasir, who is regarded to be majhul by Abu Hatim. And the other one is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Mada'ini, about whom Hafiz Mizzi has the following words to say. Thus, Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he's laysa bishay, and at another place his words are za'ifun la yuktabu hadithuhu. And similarly, Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Musli about him says that he's laysa bihujja. And Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani says that he's ghayru siqa. Abu Zura and Abu Hatim say that he's za'if, and Imam Bukhari, Imam Nasai, and Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash regard him to be matruk. And another opinion of Imam Nasai about him is that he's laysa bi siqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. Similarly, Abul Qasim al-Bawi says about him, za'iful hadith chiddan. And another opinion of Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash about him is that he's kazzab, that he's a liar. And as I said, perhaps it is on the basis of this information that Hafiz ibn Hajar regards this narrative to be totally concocted. The other narrative is found in Salabi's Tafsir, and this is reported by Abu Huraira from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and its words are Inna suratam min kitabillahi ma hiya illa salathuna aya shafa'at li rajulin wa akhrajathu yawm al-qiyamah min an-nar wa adkhalathu al-jannah wa hiya suratu tabarak. So it means that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has reported to have said that there is a surah in the book of God, and it consists only of 30 verses. And it shall intercede for a person, and it shall be responsible on the day of judgment. It shall intercede for a person and be responsible for taking him out from the fire of hell. And it will make him enter paradise. And the name of this surah is Surah Tabarak, of course, which is the name of Surah Mulk. Now, as far as this narrative is concerned, this too is extremely weak. And the reason is the presence of some narrators about whom I'll just presently let you know. Now, first of all, we find a person by the name of Imran ibn Dawr al-Qattan, which is found in its chain of narration. Uqayli says that in the opinion of Yahya ibn Ma'in, he is za'if. And according to Nisa'i, also he is za'if. Hafiz ibn Hajar records that he's saduq, but he's forgetful. And similarly, al-Mizzi records that Abbas al-Duri reports from Yahya ibn Ma'in that he's laysa bil-qawi. And in another place, Yahya said that he's nothing, that is, he's laysa huwa bishay. Similarly, Yahya ibn Sayyid al-Qattan did not consider him worthy of being narrated from. And at another instance, Abu Dawud al-Sajistani has called him Zaif. So this is what the information about we find about Imran ibn Dawr al-Qattan, which of course regards him to be extremely weak. The other thing is that this narrative also contains a person by the name of Muhammad ibn Yazid, Abu Abdullah Muhammad ibn Yazid, about whom we have no information who this person is. And we also find that Qatada ibn Diyama figuring in the chain of narration of this narrative. And we know that he's famous for Tadlis. And this narrative also contains his anana. So therefore, again, it becomes even more unreliable. So all in all, we can say that both these narratives are extremely unreliable. For the first of them has been regarded to be fabricated and concocted by Hafiz ibn Hajar. And the other one is extremely weak and cannot be safely and securely ascribed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So both of them cannot be in any way considered. The best way to reap the blessings of a surah is to have a living relationship with that surah. And that living relationship with that surah can only be established if we understand the surah, if we read it with a good translation, if we understand its message, if we deliberate on its contents, and also are able to communicate its message to others, and by disregarding all such narratives as the ones I just read out, which have absolutely no basis. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.